Came in thinking top dollar to that old cotton crop farmer. They knocked on his screen door and he said, Lord, what you need, boys? And they said, you know, all the others went and cashed out. We got the subdivision all mapped out. It'll sit right here on this land. And you could leave town a rich man. And he said, boys, whatever you're offering, it won't be enough. 'Cause I got a little girl that used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow in her brown hair. She's in the big city, but she still calls home. What's she gonna do if she comes back and we're gone? And over there under that white oak tree, beneath the crosses where my best buddy's buried. Lasted 13 hunting seasons running strong. Keep your money 'cause a man can't leave his dog. And over there's where I got down on one knee. You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. One man smiled and he kind of looked away. The other said, before we go, I gotta know one thing. Between the droughts and the floods through all the years, what in the world got you through? How the hell'd you get here? And he said, that little girl that used to swing right there, I still see her pink bow in her brown hair. Running up after one of them long days, her big smile making every little worry fade. And over there under that white old tree, beneath the cross where my best buddy's buried, all them hunting seasons freezing in a John boat. Me and him, double barrel in a two-stroke. And that woman that said yes, and I got down on one knee. You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. Now it ain't something you fall into, it's something God gives you and you hold on to. Just like that, a little girl used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow and her brown hair. She's in the big city now, but she still calls home. She's coming back next week, and man, it's been too long. And over there under that white oak tree, beside the cross where my best buddy's buried, lays a puppy posted up in the shade. That woman never could turn away astray. I guess that's why she said yes when I got down on one knee. Lord, long as all this is here, why the hell would I ever leave? You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hamas's top political leader assassinated overnight. Iran saying Ismail Haniyeh was killed in Tehran.
Jerusalem not commenting on Haniyeh's killing, which came just hours after Israel claimed the assassination of a top Hezbollah leader in Beirut. Iran says an explosion on a regime residence killed Haniyeh at about 2 a.m. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei calling it Iran's, quote, duty to avenge his death. Israel closing its airspace 50 miles south of the Lebanese border. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Israel is claiming responsibility for the killing of a top military leader of Hezbollah in Lebanon. Less than 100 days until the presidential election, and presumptive Democratic nominee Kamala Harris says she will have an announcement soon on her running mate. There is a rally scheduled with the two on Tuesday in Philadelphia. Still more questions about the results of Venezuela's presidential election. The Carter Center says it's unable to verify results. This is ABC. Washington, D.C.'s attorney general is suing StubHub, accusing it of luring in ticket buyers with ads, promising low prices and then ramping up the costs with extra fees. Attorney General Brian Schwab says that breaks laws against what is known as drip pricing. We're getting a new view into the night a bridge collapsed in Baltimore, killing six people.
Newly released body camera video shows the moment rescuers pulled a man to safety moments after he survived the key bridge collapse in Baltimore.
They're bringing the victim in now. They rescued him out of the water.
Officers are seen helping Julio Cervantes Suarez onto a dock, still wearing his yellow construction vest. He walks to the ambulance at times, grabbing the railing.
He was shaking up pretty good.
That's a long fall.
In March, six other construction workers died after the dolly, a container ship, lost control and hit one of the bridge pillars.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert, the ship suffered power losses twice before the collision, a new bridge expected to be done in 2028. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Kick gutter stress to the curb with Lynn Stunkler Complete Rain Gutters. 30-plus years of expertise for peace of mind. Get your quote today at CompleteRainGutter.com. Relax, we've got you covered.
Hi, Andrea here from Westwood Golf Course and Sandtrap Bar and Grill. Our award-winning golf course is open 6 days a week. Please call 715-339-3600 for a tee time. All of our upcoming tournaments are listed on our website, westwoodsandtrap.com. Have you been out to try the new items on our menu? Our appetizer menu boasts beef tenderloin tips, ahi tuna, duck wontons, and more. We also have a great selection of fresh salads, burgers, sandwiches, wraps, and don't forget about our homemade pizza. We have been told it is the best in the Northwoods. We also offer Friday fish fry and Saturday night prime rib. Golf Course Road is a short drive on County Road F in Phillips. We hope to see you soon.
The Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce invites you to one of the longest-running community festivals in the state. Flamborama, August 2nd through the 4th, located under the big tent on 5th Street North in Park Falls, Wisconsin. The lineup of entertainment is free and starts on Friday, August 2nd with Copperbox from Oshkosh. Copperbox, 5 p.m. Friday, loaded with high energy and a mountain of instruments. Friday night at 8, Moniker from La Crosse. Moniker features Park Falls hometown bass player Nolan Schmidt. Weekend filled with free live entertainment and non-stop activities. For more information, go to parkfalls.com.
At Enbridge, we believe it's important to foster meaningful Indigenous partnerships in the communities where we live and work. That's why, for the Wisconsin Line 5 Segment Relocation Project, we've allocated $46 million for spending with Native-owned businesses and training and hiring Native Americans for at least 10% of the construction workforce. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The money Wisconsin makes on sales taxes just had one of the biggest year-to-year drops since 2016. That's according to a new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Sales tax revenue dropped 2.3% in March compared to March of last year. The report says people are spending less due to high prices. Wisconsin Democrats are urging primary voters to vote no on two proposed constitutional amendments on August 13th. They'd prevent the governor from allocating federal money for the state without approval from lawmakers. Democrats say the questions are intentionally confusing, and the amendment would slow down help in an emergency.
Critical federal emergency funds could get stuck in gridlock in Madison rather than reaching first responders and the communities that are at risk.
State Party Chair Ben Wickler. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Wednesday, our morning show host Joel Karnick met with Michelle from Copperbox to talk a little bit about the band and how they began.
My grandfather had a polka band, and his dad before that, so like fourth or fifth generation of polka bands and polka music. And when I got to my teenage years, I still loved the polka and really? And played with my brothers and sisters in a band, and also met my husband who was playing with his family's band. And we started listening to all kinds of different music, and we were really digging some of the Zydeco blues music and rock of that time. So we eventually got together and got married, and we were in separate bands. So we were like, never saw each other. And we were like, if this marriage is going to work, we're going to have to see each other. So
right.
We decided to start our own band.
You can catch Copperbox 5 p.m. on Friday at the main tent at Flamborama, and can find our full interview with them on the 98Q Country website under podcasts. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Brewers lose to the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers starting pitcher Joe Ross looked good in the first couple of innings, according to manager Pat Murphy. Ross had not pitched since May 20th.
Ball came out really good. He's obviously healthy. I saw a couple 96s, I think, and the ball had some life early. Those first two innings looked fantastic, and I think the Atlanta Braves had a tremendous approach against them. And these are all-star caliber players shooting the ball the other way.
But then Atlanta tagged him for 5 runs on 8 hits and went on to win 5-1 last night at AmFam Field. Jared Kelnick, who grew up in Waukesha, had a home run for Atlanta, said he had about 80 family and friends in the stands, including teachers he had in middle school. Game 3 this afternoon. NFL, Packers giving their first-round draft pick, Jordan Morgan, a look at right guard. Jaire Alexander says he's excited so far about the new defense. How good can they be?
It's hard to say right now, man, but, you know, at the end of the day, I see us hoisting that trophy on my birthday, February 9th.
That's Packers defensive back Jaire Alexander. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Price County Senior Dining, let's check it out for tomorrow, the first day of August. August tomorrow. Broasted pork chop tomorrow for Price County Senior Dining. Scalloped potatoes, got baked beans, applesauce cake. Price County Senior Dining, you can reach them at 715-339-2158.
Get ready for the Park Falls 71st Annual Flamborama Celebration this weekend. Free musical entertainment, arts and crafts, car show, parade, and more. Enjoy the festivities, and be sure to stop by Odeur Nutrition for one of Jennifer's specialty teas or nutritious shakes. Open daily at 6:30 a.m., Odeur Nutrition on Division Street is your faster, healthy alternative for breakfast, lunch, or an afternoon snack.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
Park Manor River's Edge, 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides quality care and rehabilitation to those requiring short-term rehab stays or long-term care. Park Manor invites you to be a part of their team. Currently, Park Manor has open positions in their dietary department and have open CNA and licensed nurse positions. They provide career laddering, along with bonus opportunities and competitive wages and great benefit packages. You can apply through Indeed or call them at 715-762-2449 or stop by at 250 Lawrence Avenue in Park Falls. Park Manor River's Edge, one company, one team.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every 98 seconds, a person is sexually assaulted in the United States. Sexual violence causes post-traumatic stress for a survivor that mirrors the effects of PTSD in combat veterans. But with the right help and support, the symptoms can be managed. Learning more can help you find the best form of care to begin the healing process. Call or text EMBRACE at 715-532-6976 for free and completely confidential support and information. Visit EmbraceWI.org or check us out on Facebook.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be warm and a little muggy today, partly cloudy with a high of 89. The heat index will be in the mid to upper 90s here by later today. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, 66. Tomorrow, a few scattered thunderstorms, especially early on. It will be cooler with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
Attention outdoor enthusiasts! J&A Service Marine and Power Sports is now open in their new location inside the former Suburban Furniture Building on Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They service all marine and power sports backed by years of experience. Enjoy summer rentals including boats, wave runners, pontoons, ATVs, and UTVs. Explore their showroom stocked with EGL and BMS dirt bikes, scooters, VV electric bikes, plus, Tail Youth ATV scooters and kids dirt bikes. Gear up with climb and fly performance gear and accessories. Watch for MiroCraft boat sales and service. Taking orders now. Open weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Weekends by appointment. Complimentary mounting and balance included with any tire purchase from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports. Now located at W7361 State Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
I'm Kim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. I have a friend who fishes crappies pretty much all summer long. He says nobody likes targeting suspended crappies, but he does. He says that's why he has them all to himself. I'll tell you what he does to catch them, but first.
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
I got a buddy that loves to fish crappies, and that's all he fishes all summer long. I said, well, come on. These fish are almost impossible to catch once they move out into the deep water. And he said, oh, no. This is when they are easy to catch. You just have to know what to do to find and catch them. He says his focus is on very clear, deep lakes. He said the deeper the weed line, the better. He said if a weed line extends out into 16, 17, 18, even 20 feet of water, this is the lake that he wants to be on. And what he does is he drifts about 10 to 20 feet off the edge of that weed line with a slip bobber, a large slip bobber, because he's using a lot of weight and just a very short leader, about 12 inches of fluorocarbon, and on the end of it, just a crappie minnow or a hair jig with a maggot or a wax worm. And he just drifts out there in that open water, 10 to 20 feet off that vegetation, and there are schools of crappies out there, and they're feeding. So he's catching crappies all summer long using that bobber off the weed line technique. It works. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the eighth grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out too late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool. Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Boy, it making me sick. All the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks. I always got to follow rules. Boy, it making me sick. Just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter with you? Hey, gotta no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mom, I can remember. Big accordion solo. Play that thing. Really nice, really nice. Soon come a day, gonna be a big star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she used to say, what's the matter you? Hey, God, I know. It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. What's the matter, you? Hey, got no respect.
It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up your face.
That's my mom.
Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with it? This shut up your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. That's making me feel so good. You ought to learn that this song, it's real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter you? You sing, hey! Then I sing the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up your face. Okay, let's try it really big.
Here we go, another edition of Reality Radio, a Flamborama Week Reality Radio, and we're going to be chatting with Courtney from the Chamber. She will join us at about 8:45. Lead singer from the group Sonic Circus, we played a song from them a little bit earlier. They're really good. They're going to be there Saturday night. We'll join us at about 9. We'll talk with Harv from Empty Pockets, Harvorama tomorrow night with live music out at Empty Pockets, and we'll see what else. We're going to chat with Shane Kronberger. He's warming up for Chris Cruzy tonight. We were going to chat with him this morning, but he's having some issues getting back to Park Falls from Wausau, so we'll chat with him out live from the grounds during Greg Gunderson's show after 4 o'clock. We'll talk a little outdoors. We've got Craig back with us from Bader's Sports Center. Good morning, Craig. How we doing?
Good morning. We're doing good.
All right, all right. We are August 1st, staring us in the face tomorrow already, Craig.
Hard to believe it.
Yeah, yeah. And that, of course, whenever August 1st rolls around, the outdoors people start thinking about some of those fall sports, right?
Yep, and we're getting ready for them. We have ammunition coming in, got some new guns in, clothing, archery accessories, new crossbows are in, so we're ready for them.
Yeah, fall sports, the waterfowl sports are big too, right?
Right. We're getting in the steel shot that the duck and goose hunters need, and that season starts early in September.
All right, all right. So whatever it may be, if you're thinking about the fall hunting season, you guys got a lot of the ammo getting that restocked coming in too, right?
Right. Just got a bunch of steel shot in yesterday, 12 and 20 gauge. We got some BB shot for the duck and goose hunters, number 2 shot, and we also have 7.5 shot in steel for the guys that are doing the migratory birds like the woodcock out in the federal and the state lands.
All right. Are you getting along with the UPS and the FedEx driver now? Is that okay now?
Yeah, we're all good.
Okay. They keep bringing you work, don't they? But it's all rolling in, and if folks need if they want to test out a crossbow or they're looking for a handgun, long gun, you guys got them all there, right?
Right. Well, they can't test out the guns.
No, can't test out the gun. Yeah.
But, yeah, I was talking with a guy yesterday, he looking to buy a crossbow. We went through 3 of them, spent a good bit of time with him. So,
yeah, a little 15 yard range to kind of test it out a little bit there.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, he's a pretty good shot, too.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah, that's nice to be able to actually get a feel for it and test it out. And we mentioned a couple weeks ago the technology of those things is getting crazy, they're getting smaller and and faster, right?
Yeah, we got our 10-point crossbow that shoots 515 feet per second, and at little package, but man, does that thing shoot a bow or an arrow quick.
Yeah, yeah. All right, and also speaking of hunting, we want to mention to folks that August 12th date is coming up for the doe permits, right?
Right. I got the numbers here for the Northern Forest Unit, which is Price County. The sale begins at 10 o'clock on the 12th. It will cease after the 12th until Thursday when all the zones will be on sale again, whatever's left.
Right.
For Price County this year, there's 455 available for public land and 2,500 for private land. And last year, they're about the same numbers, and they went fast.
So we do Northern on Monday the 12th, and then the two other regions, Central, South, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then whatever's left back on Thursday, right?
Back on Thursday.
All right. But nothing for Ashland and Iron County again this year,
no,
right?
No, Iron County hasn't had doe permits for a number of years now. Ashland had some last year, but they are 0-0 this year.
Yeah, and all the predators to the north of Park Falls are taking care of some of that deer population, it sounds like.
Well, I was talking to a gentleman over in Manitowish, and he said there are wolves walking down the streets in the middle of the day, so that's not a good thing.
We should open up a wolf bar or restaurant or something. I gotta find a way to take advantage of that, I guess.
Well, the wolves have a smorgasbord over there. So.
Yeah, they certainly do. So again, for our region, the 12th, Monday the 12th at 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And you can certainly do that right at Bader's if they want to, right?
Right. When we open up at 8 o'clock in the morning, we have a sign-up sheet so people can get on the list when the permits go on sale at 10 o'clock. We call your name, come up, get your license and permit, and move on till we run out of names.
All right, very good. And last year they did sell out on that first, did they sell out right away?
The
pretty much
public land was gone in about 15 or 20 minutes, as I recall. The private land permits, it was about a week and they were all sold out. So they go fast.
Yeah. All right. What else we got going on at Bader's? People still hanging around and camping and enjoying the outdoors and fishing and all that stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. And we're still all set for them. We got lots of camping supplies, tents, cooking utensils, all that good stuff down there.
Yeah, August is a busy, busy month up here for tourists in the area. So stop on into Bader's when you need something for the outdoors. Anything else we got going on there you want to mention, Craig?
Well, we've got something happening, and I'm not going to go into any details here this morning. Have people check the Price County Review and the Northwood Shopper on August 15th. We got a full-page ad in there. I think people will be pleasantly surprised.
Oh, some good savings and some good deals, huh?
Good deals.
All right, so check that out, August 15th. Put that on your calendar to check out all the details on that of some special savings at Bader Sports Center. All right, well, my wife and I went for a walk last night, and I don't know what tree it is, but there's one tree that likes to shed its leaves early. But there's already leaves falling. So
ash trees usually go pretty early.
Yeah, they were all over the ground. I'm just like, please.
Yeah.
Please, we don't need
that. It's getting to be that time of year again. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah, generally it's been a pretty good summer. It's been wet. There's no doubt about that, especially for the southern part of the county. I think some of the farmers down there are still trying to wade through some of the mud down there, aren't they?
Well, there are a couple fields out by me that still have lakes in them. So
yeah.
The rain we got, what was it, a week ago Monday, that 5 inches or something, that was nutty.
Yeah, it's definitely been a wet spring and summer. So if you want to enjoy the outdoors, everything you need, like we said, from a basic walk through the woods, you need some good socks, boots, whatever it may be, to hardcore hunting, all ends of the spectrum, you guys can help them out, right?
We'll help you out.
All right, fourth generation store right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips. All right, Craig, always good to see you.
Very good seeing you, and everybody check us out on Facebook or on our website.
Yeah, Facebook, and the website is, again?
BaderSportsCenter.com.
BaderSportsCenter.com. Take a look at it. Very good.
Hard work is the foundation of the job site. Boot Barn Work and Carhartt are committed to supporting the hard workers that keep our nation moving. Boot Barn Work proudly offers a broad selection of Carhartt workwear and boots, known for durability and quality since 1889. When the work is relentless, Carhartt is trusted to finish the job. With so much on the line, there's no room for cutting corners. Carhartt at Boot Barn Work.
Hey, my name is Jared, and this is Matt. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A maple pepper bacon sandwich is that sweet and savory flavor combo. I love the grilled chicken because of how juicy it is. It has that perfect smoked flavor.
And then the crunch of the pickles and the sweet heat that they bring just ties it all together.
And that crispy, sweet bacon, it adds so much flavor.
It ties in amazing with the warm, soft bun. You can really taste the sweetness in every bite.
The maple bun is bringing the fun.
Order the maple pepper bacon sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
I'll do some local birthdays, anniversaries. If you have somebody celebrating, give us a call quick at 715-762-3221. You can always email us ahead of time. WCQM at civicmedia.us, watching the, is it the triathlon they're doing right now, I believe, in Paris, where they swim and they bike and now they're running, and I'm just exhausted just watching it. They're, of course, swimming through the River Seine, which up until like 48 hours ago, they said, don't get in the water, it's horrible. And then all of a sudden yesterday, they said, okay, go ahead, get in the water. I don't know. I'm hoping all these athletes are okay after. They're still moving, so nothing's hit them immediately. But that's a crazy, crazy race as the Olympics. It's fun, isn't it? It's fun watching the Olympics. And I've got the package where I can kind of go through and pick events that I want to watch. I was watching ping pong last night. The doubles ping pong is crazy. They got to make that table bigger. It's just not, it's not big enough. But the ping pong is intense. I love the way they serve in ping pong. Some of them, they stare, they meditate at the ping pong ball and talk to it and flick it up in the air. And it's just, it's quite a sport. It's fun to watch. I know they call it table tennis, but we always called it ping pong growing up. We'll get to our birthdays and anniversaries after our twice an hour news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hamas's top political leader assassinated overnight. Iran saying Ismail Haniyeh was killed in Tehran.
Jerusalem not commenting on Haniyeh's killing, which came just hours after Israel claimed the assassination of a top Hezbollah leader in Beirut. Iran says an explosion on a regime residence killed Haniyeh at about 2 a.m. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei calling it Iran's, quote, duty to avenge his death. Israel closing its airspace 50 miles south of the Lebanese border. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Israel is claiming responsibility for the killing of a top military leader of Hezbollah in Lebanon. Less than 100 days until the presidential election, and presumptive Democratic nominee Kamala Harris says she will have an announcement soon on her running mate. There is a rally scheduled with the two on Tuesday in Philadelphia. Still more questions about the results of Venezuela's presidential election. The Carter Center says it's unable to verify results. This is ABC.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Early voting for Wisconsin's August 13th primary is underway. The Wisconsin Interfaith Voter Engagement Campaign is reaching out to registered voters who sat out the midterms 2 years ago.
Listening to them, valuing what they have to say, and understanding why perhaps they've been disengaged for a while.
The campaign's Rhonda Lindner says just getting people to even talk about voting again leads to more civic engagement. Wisconsin healthcare companies say artificial intelligence should be limited and monitored. Officials from UW Health say they use AI for in-room transcription services during medical appointments and to answer patients' questions. A spokesperson says a doctor or a nurse reviews all messages before they're sent to patients. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Wednesday, our morning show host Joel Karnick met with Jesse Gomez and Nolan Schmidt of Moniker.
What's the hardest part about for you about being a musician, about traveling and doing all this stuff? What's the most difficult thing for you?
I think the driving. Driving a lot, you know, driving back and forth to different gigs all over the place, because, I mean, we're all over, you know, Milwaukee, Madison, La Crosse, now Park Falls, Green Bay, Nina, Fox Valley area. Yeah. We're all over the place.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Driving definitely takes some time. And, of course, we're humans. We have families and stuff, too. So, you know, taking that time away from them as well is probably the hardest part.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll echo that. You know, we have 9-to-5s, normal careers. So then when you go out on the weekend and you play an extremely late show, what I think a lot of people don't see is the tearing down all your equipment and packing it up at the end of the night. If you got to drive to get home, by the time you get home and pack everything out or whatever, you know, it just disrupts your schedule.
You can catch Moniker 8 p.m. on Friday at the main tent of Flamborama and hear our full interview with them online at 98qcountry.com under podcasts. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
The Brewers bowed to the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Braves 5-1 last night at home. Milwaukee's Joe Ross giving up all five runs. GM Matt Arnold talked about the new pitcher he picked up in that trade with the Reds, Frankie Montas.
Fits in really well with the type of player we were looking for. Really good pedigree, has pitched in the postseason, checks a lot of boxes for us, and we think he has a chance to really help us here in the second half.
NFL Packers making roster moves. They've re-signed former Badgers long snapper Peter Bowden. They released place kicker Jake Turner, so that means the competition is now down to Greg Joseph or Anders Carlson. The Badgers training camp getting underway on a hot day at UW-Platteville.
It's only 83. I don't know what hot and humid is to everybody. It is a little thick, and we needed that. Coach Brady promised me it was going to be 90s this week, and thought that was going to be something that was going to be good for us. And we actually walked out here, and there was a haze over top of the field, and I wasn't sure what was going to happen.
That's Wisconsin Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It's your birthday's anniversaries. We want to wish you happy birthday locally to Henry Sharp, mom and dad, and Calvin, Arlo, Grammy, and Pa, and family. Everybody wishing you a very, very happy birthday there, Henry. Hope you have a terrific day today. And Katie Petzl is celebrating an 18th birthday today. Katie, happy birthday to you. We'll put you all in for the cake drawing coming up on Friday, courtesy of the bakery department at Super One in Park Falls. If you're celebrating here on this last day of July, July 31st, you share your birthday with Rico Rodriguez, the young actor who plays Manny Degado in The Modern Family, celebrating a 26th birthday today. Manny Delgado, the voice. Charlie Carver, born just minutes before his twin brother Max Carver, but officially the day before him. The two have acted together in TV's The Leftovers, Teen Wolf, and Desperate Housewives. He's 36 today. Eric Lively, the actor from TV's Weird, So Weird, and The L Word, is 43. BJ Novak, the actor, he was in The Office and Newsroom. He's 45 today. Zach Brown of the Zach Brown Band, probably one of the more popular, well-known bands across several different genres of music. Zach Brown, 46 today. Dean Cain, the actor, is celebrating a 58th birthday today. J.K. Rowling, the Harry Potter author, one of the richest women in England, is celebrating a 59th birthday today. Chad Brock, the country artist, had the song, Yes and Others, 61 today for Chad Brock. Wesley Snipes, the actor, the Blade series, Unstoppable, 7 Seconds, White Men Can't Jump. That's a good one. 62 for Wesley Snipes today. Mark Cuban, the internet billionaire, owns an NBA team. Well, the Dallas Mavericks, I think he actually gave up the majority interest, I believe, in that team, but he's still there and part of the process. Shark Tank guy. 66 for Mark Cuban today. He's got a couple of bucks. Michael Biehn, B-I-E-H-N, the actor from The Rock, Tombstone, The Abyss, is 68. Geraldine Chaplin, the actress from Dr. Zhivago and Nashville, Welcome to L.A., is 80. Ahmet Ertegun, Ertegun, E-R-T-E-G-U-N, the Turkish-born son of a diplomat, was a songwriter, producer, and co-founder of Atlantic Records. He helped a lot of artists like Ray Charles, Aretha, The Drifters, and others. And he is born on this day in 06, passed on this day rather in 1923. He passed in 2006, I'll get it right. And Kurt Gowdy, legendary sports voice, sports caster, Boston Red Sox, he was their play-by-play guy. He did national TV work, of course, for NBC and ABC. Kurt Gowdy, born on this day, 1919. He passed in 2006.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today.
Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
Silly Goose Silent Sports in Park Falls, Wisconsin welcomes you to the 71st Annual Flamborama Celebration this weekend. Shop their store-wide inventory reduction sale on adventure clothing, rental paddle boards, cross-country skis, new sporting equipment, camping supplies, golf gear, fishing essentials, and more. Visit Silly Goose Silent Sports, your adventure store for all seasons on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. For unbeatable deals, open Thursday through Monday.
20 minutes in front of 9, it's 8:40. Of course, music, Wednesday night live tonight. Under the Flamborama tent, they got it set up a little bit early so they could do Wednesday night live tonight. Shane Kronberger, a local favorite, will warm up the stage at 5. And then Chris Cruzy, nationally known, finished second on The Voice a few years back. And just an incredible talent. And he's a Wisconsin guy, too. He's from Barron. Just a couple hours away down in Barron. So 6 o'clock, Chris Cruzy scheduled to take the stage tonight under the big tent on 5th Street North in Park Falls. Not the Prizer Park, 5th Street North. Park Falls Knights of Columbus. They'll be serving up some food starting at 5 o'clock with hot dogs, brats, burgers, and Dan's famous pulled pork sandwich. You're not only going to get the pulled pork, you're going to get coleslaw and beans. And so this will be 5 o'clock. The beverages down there available. Cub Scouts will be down there. They're going to be doing a bake sale and a pickle on a stick. So it'll be a fun night tonight. Looks like the weather's going to cooperate. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be plenty warm. Not crazy warm. Actually, forecast to be a little bit hotter as we get into the weekend. So it should be a good night tonight. Brought to you by your friends here at Civic Media, Forward Bank, and also the Wednesday Night Live community organization. And we'll be there. Gray's going to be doing his show after the Brewers are done. The Brewers' first pitch is a little bit after 1. They'll be done by like 4 o'clock or so. And then Greg Gunderson will be doing his show down there live. I'm going to talk a little bit with Shane Kronberger and just have some fun down there spinning the prize wheel 4 till 6 down at the Flamborama grounds for Wednesday night live. Now, an event has been added to Flamborama at the pool. The Park Falls Outdoor Community Pool is having a cardboard boat race on Friday. This is going to be a lot of fun, especially for the kids and adults. Everybody can take part. So Friday at 1:30, check in at 1. So bring your cardboard boat, whatever you can design that you think may float, and they'll have prizes too for the fastest. They'll have prizes for the best design. They'll have prizes for the lifeguard's favorite. And they'll have prizes for whoever sinks the fastest and goes down quick. Do that. Kids 12 and under, that'll be one division. 13 to 17 will be another division. And then 18 and up, the adults, will be the other division. So they're going to do that at 1 o'clock. And the pool then will be open for open swim after that. The pool will close Friday at 6:30. It will not be open on Saturday. Allow everybody to go out and have a good time with Flamborama. Now, of course, we're going to be down at the Flamborama grounds. We're going to be broadcasting right next to the kind of what used to be called kind of the Liney's Lodge outside there, right outside the main tent. And we are, Civic Media is Hometown Radio Refreshed, and we will have Hometown Radio Refreshments right there, and we'll be broadcasting right there from the booth. I think I might be able to sit in my chair, hand the gentleman to my left some money, and get a beverage. That's how close I'll be right there. That's what I'm hoping, that they'll oblige and do that for me. And we're going to have the prize wheel down there. Oh, the big, brand-new 98Q prize wheel. Tons of prizes, gift certificates from area businesses, and all kinds of fun stuff. So stop on down and see us. We'll be there, like I said, tonight from 4 to 6. We'll be there Friday afternoon from noon until brewer time, which is like 5 o'clock. We'll be hanging around and spinning the wheel Friday night some more. And then Saturday we'll be out there also throughout the afternoon and even a little bit on Sunday. So stop on by, spin the wheel, have some fun with us. Stop on by and say hello at the Civic Media 98Q booth at Flamborama this weekend.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops. Located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
I got a question for you. You hate bending over to put on your shoes? Wish you should just put them on standing or sitting without ever having to touch them? If so, then I have the shoe for you. Introducing new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. With new Skechers Slip-ins, you just step in and off you go. You don't even need to lace up. So how do Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide right into place. So just step in them and go. Find new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be warm and a little muggy today, partly cloudy with a high of 89. The heat index will be in the mid to upper 90s here by later today. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, 66. Tomorrow, a few scattered thunderstorms, especially early on. It will be cooler with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
And it's 8:46. Always an exciting week. Flamborama week extended out a little bit with activities tonight with Wednesday Night Live and other stuff. And we've got Courtney, our executive director of the Park Falls Chamber, with us. Courtney, how we doing?
Pretty good.
You're still looking perky and good, all right?
Yep.
Still energetic as we head into a busy weekend, right?
I gotta be. I was there yesterday, I said, at like 8:45 a.m. till 8:45 p.m. Working on setup. The tents are up. It looks great. The carnival's getting set up and everything. So yeah. Everything's underway and it's coming together.
Yeah, it's kind of cool to have Flamborama kind of begin a little bit early, I guess, tonight with the Wednesday Night Live music under the big tent.
Yes. Yep. We're going to have Shane Kronberger and Chris Krause and the Lions bringing the Wednesday Night Live under the big tent. And we've got the fire department is going to be bartending. So as you guys are down there, all tips given tonight go to the Park Falls Fire Department.
Yeah, the Knights of Columbus of Park Falls going to do some food down there too,
yes,
right?
Yes, they will be down there as well with food stands. The Boy Scouts are going to be there, I guess, with a bake sale, which I saw pictures on Facebook. It looked delicious.
And pickle on a stick too, they told
me. Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
All right. So a few food options. And so beverages and food will be available. That was a question that folks had down there.
Yes. We've got the tables and chairs set up and ready to go, just like for usual Flamborama. So that's all underway. So if you're coming down, you can grab a seat at one of our tables. You don't have to bring a chair, but if you got a comfy one, you're welcome to bring it.
Yeah. And earlier, I don't know, some people aren't familiar with Chris Krause. It was several years ago that he was on The Voice, but he's played all over. He's played at the state fairs. He's played, I was listening to his music this morning, and he is the real deal.
Yeah.
I mean, he is really good, and he should be on national country radio. Maybe he will be soon, but he's just, I mean, he's really good.
Yeah, he is, and he's a very nice guy, too. Yeah. I had the fortunate opportunity to get to meet him at a country festival he was opening for a couple other acts, and he was so nice, and he puts on a wonderful show, so it's going to be a really good night. And before that, too, we also have at the Farmers Market today is Kids Day. So there's a bunch of activities. They've got some free goodies they're going to be handing out to any kids who come through the Farmers Market. So you can make an evening of it. Stop through the Farmers Market with the kids and then come on down for Wednesday Night Live.
All right. And we have a few events. We always have you in here before, a couple days before Flamborama starts, because there's always a few additions that don't make the poster, right?
Yeah, so we have this official event schedule. It is posted on our Facebook page, and we have it up on the website, and we'll have physical copies around on the grounds and everything as well. But because the poster, we had some last-minute additions, like the cardboard boat races on Friday. So there's tons of activities Friday for the kids. There's the Children's Museum will be down there, the Youth Rodcasting Contest, and the Sawdust Dig, and the Chalk Draw Contest. And then there's a nice little break between the Chalk Draw Contest and the Frog Jump Contest down at the Fireman Stand. So the wonderful lifeguards at the pool put together the cardboard boat races. So you can go and pre-register at the pool or contact them through their community Park Falls Community Pool Facebook page to get registered for that, and they'll give you the official rules. But they did a wonderful job. I looked over the rules for it, so it's going to be entertaining to watch. So make sure, even if you don't want to participate, that you go over there and watch. Because
even if you put together a bad boat, they got a prize for who sinks the fastest. So.
That was my favorite one. Epic Sink, I think they had it.
Epic Sink, like, yeah.
Yep, that would be...
And it's all ages, all the way up to adults. I mean, anybody can take part, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a fun new activity at the pool. And they wanted to let me know, too, that they have open swim after that. And then the pool closes at 6:30 Friday night and will be closed on Saturday to let everybody just kind of enjoy Flamborama.
Yeah. But it gives them a nice opportunity to cool off because it looks like Friday's going to be our hottest day. So.
Yep, exactly. All right. Any other highlights we want to point out here for the weekend?
I just want to say that Deb Hyde from the library is going to be our parade marshal on Sunday. So to make sure to go and watch the parade and wave to Deb, she'll be riding on the chamber float with some of the other library employees, as well as some of our city officials will be on there as well.
Yeah, and she not only, of course, with the library now, but she was at St. Anthony's for many years teaching over there, too, and she have touched so many kids' lives and such a nice lady. It's a great, great honor.
Yes, it is. It's wonderful. I'm so happy. And she had numerous submissions in her name, really? So a lot of people were thinking Deb top of mind.
I saw too that online that K&M Amusements has a brand new ride that they're bringing. All right.
Yes, the Wisdom Tornado. It looks like it's a ride for all ages because they did say it's for adults, but kids who are brave enough can definitely go for a ride. But it looks like a lot of spinning. They were setting it up yesterday and we were watching it. I'm like, this is exciting.
So it's a new one. So check that out. And we have wristband deals going on also, which makes it very affordable, right?
Yes. Wristbands on Friday from 6 to 10 and then on Saturday from noon to 4. So make sure to go and take advantage of that. The wristbands are available at the carnival only. They're not selling any ahead of time this year, but they're going to be $25 for wristbands.
All right. Big G, you going to hop on the Wisdom Tornado, Big G?
You know, I think the carousel is more my speed. If you got a big enough horse, you know, I can go with the best of them.
All right. If you see Big G getting on the Wisdom Tornado ahead of you, I would probably go out the chicken door just for that ride. For that one, anyway.
Yeah.
Leave it alone. All right.
And the last thing I have is the kitty car races. We are still accepting registrations for that. So that is the cutest 30 minutes before the parade downtown, right on the corner over by North Lakes Community Clinic and that there. B&B. Insurance Services puts that on, and they do a wonderful job. You can register online on the Park Falls website. If you go to our events calendar and click on Kitty Car Races, it'll take you right to the registration page. Or you can stop and see Blake and register there as well.
All right, and the parade, the main parade at noon on Sunday?
Yes, parade is at noon.
And then Bob and Patty Hilgard are nice enough to bring us Robbie V again, right?
Yes, Robbie V will be down there from 2 to 6. And right before he goes on, we will do our 50-50 drawing, so make sure to stop and get your raffle tickets. We will be selling them all the way up until the drawing at 2 o'clock. And we'll also be announcing our best parade unit right before he goes on as well. So we've got some anonymous judges along our parade route that'll be watching to see which one is the best unit, and we'll be announcing that.
Yeah, it's and in talking with our artists that are coming this weekend, and we're going to get the Sonic folks on here in just a little bit, and listening to their music online, this is one of the best lineups, I think, talent-wise, that we've ever seen at Flamborama, and a local twist to it with Nolan Schmidt, Nick Hoffman, Lisa Hoffman. It's fun to have that local twist, too.
It is. It's really nice. And it was nice listening to some of the interviews that you did with the band and being able to hear that as well and get those guys personal touches and listening to them tell about their music. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, we played a little bit of Sonic, a little bit here this morning, and they're the real deal too.
Yeah,
they know how to have a good time Saturday night. One of the featured bands, so you won't want to miss that Saturday night. All right. Anything, people can see the calendar of events, parkfalls.com. It's a great place to go for any changes, updates, stuff like that.
Yes, and if you go, it's right on our homepage. We have a panel across there about events, and there's information. The car show poster's there for all the info you need on that, as well as the events calendar for Flamborama. So all the information you need is just a click away.
Very good. All right, Courtney. We wish you the best of luck this weekend. It's a busy weekend for you, I know. So thank you so much for all
you do
for the area. Courtney, Executive Director of the Park Falls Chamber. Big G will join us in a little while, talk a little bit about the big car show. That's a big featured event, too, of Flamborama.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Stop gutter worries with Lynn Stunkel at Complete Rain Gutters. 30-plus years experience brings peace of mind. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today. Your gutters deserve the best.
Northwood Service Center is the place for power sport and outboard motor work. Certified technician Jared works on side-by-sides, ATVs, and snowmobiles. They also install and remove docks of any brand. Trust Northwood Service Center for your outdoor fun. Visit them next to Valley Laundry in Park Falls.
More of Reality Radio. We're going to be talking in just a moment here with the lead singer of Sonic Circus. It'll be Saturday night at Flamborama. Gray is here, and he's going to be taking his show on the road this afternoon.
Good morning, good morning.
Hey, how we doing?
Not too bad. How's Joel today?
Good. We're going to be on the grounds 4 to 6 today with your show, right?
Yes, sir. Shane Krongberger starts at 5. We'll be there before and after that, bringing you, well, we have no idea. I'm going to be doing what I normally do in the privacy of a studio, but in front of people, so I may just pass out of fear. We'll have to see.
So stop on by, spin the prize wheel. We'll have that going down there, the introduction of the 98Q prize wheel. This is just the, we're easing, we're putting our toe in the water, just tapping it a little bit tonight, making sure we don't mess it up, right?
Oh, absolutely. I think we'll have to be telling people that we didn't bring pull tabs with our prize wheel, but once people understand what we're doing, it'll be a good time.
Yeah, exactly. So not only today, but also we've got you on the air live from the Flamborama grounds also tomorrow too, I think, right?
Friday. Yep, gonna be Friday. I could do tomorrow, but I'd be pretty lonely. Yeah. So we'll save it for Friday.
People will be wondering, what's that guy in the chair out there in the middle of the doing?
Just chatting at his computer screen. Why?
Yeah.
Don't know.
So stop on by, meet Gray. Travis will be out there. Meet Travis also. You guys have all seen my face. You don't need to see me anymore. So stop on by and see the better looking younger guys.
That's actually what I've been saying on my show, is stop by and see the two weird dudes hanging out with Joel. If you don't recognize us, you're the marker that I've used. You'll be the signpost.
All right. Well, we look forward to hearing from you. We'll be out there 4 to 6 today.
Should be a blast. Thanks, Joel.
Very good. We're going to chat with one of our bands that's coming to Flamborama. We'll chat with Sonic Circus coming up here in just a moment.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-card Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get 6 tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with the drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.